You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We're getting a WNBA team again. History of success, but also support in the WNBA has been hard to find. Caitlin Clark, is she changing it? There's a buzz around the league. You guys let us know. How will we embrace a WNBA team here in the city of Detroit? And should it just be named the Detroit Shock again? Or can we do better? I brought up Detroit Spirit.
Yeah.
Heather Park's reaction. Thumbs down. Okay. Tom brought up Clutch.
It's the purse.
John, I have a list.
So it's
submitted
like coming
by...
up with kids' names, right? Yeah. Everyone's going to, you know, downgrade or have something detrimental to say
always
about yours. Yeah.
Oh, maybe we should look for names in the cemetery.
There you go.
The Detroit Esters.
Gertrude on the court.
That could be the mascot.
I gotta tell you,
a tombstone.
Oh God!
What's the mascot?
Gertrude could be the name of the mascot.
Oh yes, the name of the mascot. Yeah. Yes,
the Detroit Grave. That's kind of got a ring to it.
Okay,
we're all players come here to die. Yeah.
Well, no, they're kind
of liked it.
Yeah, they're gonna kill the opponent. We're gonna.
Yeah.
Let's read some of these, and we'll get to the phones. The Spirit is elite. But then another person points out there is a CHL team in Saginaw called the Spirit, so it's a no-go. What about Shock or Nothing? Okay, someone says Stoney suggested the Aftershock.
Ooh.
John, thumbs up or thumbs down? Aftershock.
Give me a second to ponder that for a minute. I get why it would be the Aftershock, but... and
it's the Redux.
Right.
Part two.
So you think aftershock, you think earthquake, and we always make fun of the people. I felt the earthquake. Yeah, okay, whatever.
You remember when you play this team.
You remember in college hoops they used to refer to, they call them like the lady and then their nickname? They could be the like Lady Pistons.
Well, this person says if the team is the Pistons, the women's team could be...
You get the buzzer. Lady Pistons.
Lady Pistons.
Buzzer, yeah.
If the men's team is the Pistons, the women's team could be the Cylinders?
No.
Sorry if this is getting redundant. The Detroit Exhaust? I'll take that one.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
No.
I think finding a nickname has been exhausting.
Yes.
The Detroit Gear?
No, because it sounds like you're just looking for, you know,
random
the Born in Detroit or the Made in Detroit Gear.
Like a thesaurus for car parts? Just spin the wheel and
the
what is it?
The radiators.
Cars.
The mufflers.
Detroit.
They'll shut you up and shut you down.
Catalytic converters.
What about Detroit Diesel?
Oh, I like that.
I like that too. Well, what's it called? Alliteration. Like I like that.
The Detroit Great Lakers. No.
I don't
no.
like just remind that, you of
the
it's
yeah.
too long.
Yeah, I don't want to be the Lakers.
No interest in having a local WNBA team. Detroit Pride, Detroit Conies. Let's get to the phones.
No.
Let's get to Dan in Ann Arbor. Dan, yeah. good morning.
Call him the pizza.
Here comes the dogs. Like, you can't do that.
Dan, what are you thinking?
I think Jansen will like this one. We can call them the convertibles, and the model will be tops down.
I like where your head's at. Yeah, I'm not sure that one's going to make it past HR.
Well, probably not, but you know, it's worth a
yeah,
try.
It's worth a try. I appreciate the suggestion. We're not even going to give that one the buzzer.
Call them the Verts.
The Verts.
Convertibles. The Verts.
The Verts. Okay, we'll give that one the buzzer.
Okay. Detroit Tropics.
Ha! Yes. Coached by Jackie Moon.
Detroit Power Steering.
The fuel injectors. Like, just name all the car parts you can think of.
Detroit Rhythm.
Call them the fuel.
It's not awful.
It's not awful. Yeah, thank you. It's not awful. It's the best
injectors.
Response we've had. Yeah.
What about bringing back the Vipers? I think you're getting a little too convoluted here.
Yeah.
Trying to bring back both a hockey name and a WNBA team. Detroit Potholes. Motor City Mayhem. Detroit Turbo.
I think the best one we've had so far is the Detroit Diesel. Was it Detroit Diesel or Detroit Axle? It was a company.
Let's get to Paul. Paul, what can you say? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how about the Detroit Strut?
We all walk around with the same one.
There you go. Struts are part of the car.
It is.
That's what we do after we win.
Yes.
Strut. Mark in Detroit, you're on 97.1. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What's up?
I was talking about the WNBA and not wanting a team and all of that. Well, I used to drive up to the Palace to see the shot. And I had season tickets for the Pistons as well. And out of all the games I've seen, including the Palace at the Malice, the championship games, the series, all of that, probably the most hyped basketball game I've ever seen in my life was seeing the Detroit Shock beat the Los Angeles Sparks when they were well behind in the first half and Ruth Roddy came along and scored about 27 points, I believe it was, but I don't know how many threes, so... To me, he was like the Caitlin Clark of that time. And took the shot on to win the championship. And that was probably one of the best basketball series I've ever seen. In fact, I thought that was probably the hypest game. With everybody in the college screaming, the roof is on fire. Because Ruth Riley was playing up the floor.
Well, that's what John was saying. If it's a great environment, you're going to get people who don't even care about the product to show up to be part of something.
Don't misunderstand. If the WNBA is going to expand, I would love them to expand to Detroit. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be, in line for season tickets. It just doesn't move the needle for me, but I do want that franchise here in Detroit if they're going to continue to expand.
Well, especially if the league is going to grow in popularity.
Sure.
Ticket Texter says the Mufflers. Muffs for short.
Yeah, I know. That's probably not great.
The Detroit Double Digit Discos, Scott and Carlton. I'll take this one. The Flux or Flux Capacitor. Just making up car parts now.
No, that's a real car part if you're time traveling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with the cat theme. We got the Tigers. We got the Lions. The Detroit Cougars.
Yeah, but is it the over 40 team?
And their logo could be that Cougar D.
You know the Detroit Red Wings' original name was the Cougars. There's history of us having a professional team.
Okay. Right. I just don't know that it plays well for a WNBA team.
I don't think it does either, John. Charles in Grand Blanc. Good morning, Charles.
Morning.
What's
hey,
up?
Guys. So I started watching the WNBA when Caitlin Clark kind of came out, and I watched it for that whole season, multiple games with her, with all of the teams. Like, I watched it almost every week, and honestly, it was terrible. It was the play was so bad. I was just like, I can't do it. I tried. I really tried to like it, and the play was so bad, I could not get over it. And also, what about the Detroit Turbo?
We did get that, and it wasn't immediately vetoed, so I think it's in the, at least the consideration.
Yeah, it's in the running.
And I like the honesty, though. The guy gave it a chance. It's not always going to be for you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When I was at Central, we called all kinds of sports. So, you know, men's basketball and women's basketball, baseball and softball. And we had a player on our women's basketball team that was drafted in the WNBA. Think about that. Out of Central Michigan. Yeah. It was a Detroit athlete. And she could get, like, up. She could finish at the rim. She was a real star. And it made it fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. If you don't have a transcendent star, if you don't have a Caitlin Clark bombing away from three, if it looks a lot like Angel Reese and Me Bounds and it's just throwing it at the bottom of the rim, that's not going to be appealing to people. That they're not going to want to watch that. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Rochelle. You're on 97.1. Good morning.
It's Michelle.
Oh, sorry. It says Rochelle. But Michelle, what's up?
Detroit Rock City.
For the name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just Detroit Rock City. That's us, the Rock City. Yeah.
Could play up with the theme and the music and create an environment.
Well, mm-hmm. We are Detroit Rock City, so right. Let's name it Detroit.
Yeah, wouldn't play off it very much. Sure.
Right.
It's not bad.
Shorten it to Rockers doesn't work, does it? No.
Detroit Rockers? Wouldn't be bad.
Okay. I didn't immediately get a glare from Heather.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what you're looking for is fine when you come up with a team name.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a minute. You got to hear it a couple of times before you're like, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Rockers won last night.
I don't know if I love the Rockers.
Rock City might be too long, though. Like three, like Detroit Rock City, like three
words.
Yeah,
word. No, I think you'd have to, it would have to morph into the Detroit Rockers.
Yeah. Craig.
Well, then I don't like that.
Okay. Well, hang on.
Okay.
Craig in Farmington. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? I'm on load management, but this ages me. I thought about it. The Detroit Wheels, but wasn't that a soccer team?
May have been.
I think about that, and then the other one would be the Motion. A salute to the MSU dance crew. Let you roll. See ya.
Detroit Motion. Doesn't stick to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, old Motion offense,
Do the locomotion. They could play that song.
So Detroit Rockers was a team. It was an indoor soccer team. So you're not going with
it.
You weren't big into it?
No. Uh-huh.
They played here from 1990 to 2001, John.
Okay.
Played at Joe Louis, Kobo, the whole deal. Let's get to Jeff in Huntington Woods. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How about the Detroit Shift, which has a double meaning, auto and functional?
I thank you for pronouncing
yes.
the F.
Yeah, I yes. think we'd have to pronounce that too much every time.
Well, worth a thought.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. The Shift.
Yes. Don't get anybody in trouble. Detroit Shift.
What mm-hmm. happens when you sign with the Shift? Do you become a shifter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Detroit Shift. Yeah. Detroit Shifters.
These are questions you have to ask before you name a team. It mm-hmm. could just be the shock or it could be something new. Let's get to Alan in Southfield. Alan, good morning.
Good morning. How about the Motor City Flames? Because Detroit is hot right now in sports other than the Red Wings, of course.
The Flames is not bad.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. It just feels generic.
Is generic bad?
No.
Detroit Flames.
I don't know, I mean, so
I guess I'm also, as we're throwing these out, I don't know. The Flames isn't already in use,
well,
is it?
Well, the Calgary Flames in the NHL. Well,
yes, but
I don't believe in
that. And the WNBA?
No, you can't name every WNBA team off the top of your head?
No.
Okay. I don't believe
in that. Or their mascots, yeah. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, the easiest solution is just to go with the Shock.
Yeah.
Especially if they're going to inherit all of the records.
Yeah, play off of the history.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. I'm blown away with the response on this. I mean, it's mostly team names. We want to know if you're going to watch the team when they come here in 2029. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.